Welcome to Homegrown, your backyard garden podcast. Today, we're talking about my favorite vegetable in the garden, and it might be your favorite too. If you've been around for a while, you know that means tomatoes. Let's dig in. Gardening as a hobby and a pastime began to really flourish again worldwide during 2020 when people were stuck at home. Interest in gardening hasn't dropped off. In fact, there are 71.5 million households that garden, and the trend is still on the rise. Tomatoes are the most popular garden vegetable to grow. 9 out of 10 gardeners grow tomatoes. According to Auburn University, there are more than 10,000 different varieties of tomatoes. Which variety is best for you? It depends on what you want to do with your tomatoes. Whether you want to add them to a salad, top a burger or a sandwich, make sauce, or enjoy a snack fresh from the garden. When I was 3 years old, my father would take me to the library every week, and on our way, we would pass the Hunt's ketchup facility. Truck after truck turned left off the main road and followed the long road back to the plant. We could see the mountain of tomatoes in each big trailer, mounded over the top. Dad said that the belly of the trucks would open and the tomatoes would fall out from the bottom. My three-year-old imagination envisioned the tomatoes crushed and broken, with juice running everywhere. Now I know that it didn't matter because they were being turned into ketchup anyway. Also, I know now that they were paste tomatoes, which aren't as fragile as the juicy tomatoes I grow in my garden. Tomatoes are the reason I started gardening, and I usually grow several varieties every year. Maybe only one or two plants of each variety, but there are still quite a few tomato plants. So let's take a look at the many types of tomato plants that are available to home gardeners. There is a lot of diversity among those 10,000 varieties of tomatoes. Before we even get into the tomato varieties, there are different types or kinds of tomatoes too. Let's talk about those differences first. There are two types of tomato plants, determinate and indeterminate. Those two types of tomatoes differ from each other in their growing habits, so I think it's a good place to start. Determinate tomatoes are varieties whose plants grow to a certain size, produce their crop that ripens at just about the same time, and then they're done for the season. They won't produce any more tomatoes after this first crop. Determinate varieties of tomatoes include paste tomatoes that are grown for making spaghetti sauce, pizza sauce, and ketchup, and so on. If you're going to can your tomatoes, it's handy to have the crop ready at all at the same time, instead of having to drag out your equipment and can a batch of tomatoes this week, and another batch next week, and another 2 weeks later, right? The size of determinate tomato plants is easier to control than indeterminate plants, since they grow until their tomatoes are ripe, and then they're pretty much done for the season. So they are smaller plants. Determinate plants can be grown using wire tomato cages or stakes to keep the plants upright, and they can be easily grown in containers too. Determinate tomato plants just don't get as big as their indeterminate counterparts. Indeterminate plants are vines that keep growing until frost kills them in the autumn. Indeterminate plants keep growing all season long and produce tomatoes over a long period of time. The plants just keep growing and growing and growing. You need a really heavy-duty trellis for these plants. They will ruin those tomato cages that you see for sale in the stores because they are so vigorous and so top-heavy. Indeterminate tomato plants are excellent for gardeners that want fresh tomatoes all summer long. If you're growing tomatoes so you can add them to salads, sandwiches, and burgers, you'll want to choose indeterminate tomato varieties. An indeterminate variety will produce more tomatoes over the whole season than a determinate variety that produces fewer tomatoes, but all at once. Just remember that the main difference between these two types are how long they'll produce either all at once or over the whole summer, and their growing habits. The next way to categorize tomatoes is by their size and shape. I'm sure you've seen the different sizes of tomatoes in the grocery store. They range from the small tomatoes, which are cherry and grape tomatoes, to medium-sized slicing tomatoes or salad tomatoes, right on up to the monsters, the beefsteak varieties. There are actually 6 different categories of tomatoes if you sort them by their size and shape. Let's start with the little ones and move up. Grape and cherry tomatoes are the smallest. Grape tomatoes have a thicker skin than cherry tomatoes and are meatier. In other words, the inside of the tomato has more tomato in it, where a cherry tomato has more juice and seeds and less meat. Grape tomatoes are bite-sized, usually smaller than a cherry tomato, about 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch long, although there are some that are larger. They are oblong-shaped and resemble a small watermelon or grape. Grape tomatoes are commonly used for snacking, in salads, on skewers, added to pasta, and roasted with other vegetables. Their thicker flesh helps grape tomatoes hold their shape better than other tomatoes when they are grilled, sautéed, etc. Popular varieties of grape tomatoes include jelly bean and Juliet. Cherry tomatoes are a bit larger than grape tomatoes, about 1 inch in diameter. They are sweeter and juicier than grape tomatoes and are best eaten fresh, in salads and in snacks. Their skin isn't as thick, so they don't hold up as well when cooked, but you can still use them instead of grape tomatoes. They just might not be as pretty in the finished dish. I have to admit that I grow way too many cherry tomatoes every year. My grandson and I like to walk out into the garden and snack on those delicious little tomatoes all summer long. I grow a variety of colors, red, orange, yellow, and a brownish-purplish one called cherry cola, so that we can all have our favorite flavor. Next are pear tomatoes. These pear-shaped tomatoes are smaller and similar in size and type to cherry tomatoes. Yellow pear and red pear are the most popular varieties, and just like their name implies, they are pear-shaped. Next up in size is the plum or paste tomato. These are larger, about 2 to 2.5 inches long, and oblong-shaped. You may have heard of Roma tomatoes before. In fact, sometimes people call all paste tomatoes Romas, but the Roma is really just one variety of paste tomatoes. There are many others. Paste tomatoes were bred specifically for the canning industry and are used to make sauces, ketchup, salsa, and so on. They are meaty tomatoes with thick walls and less juice. They cook down quickly because there isn't as much juice, so they are ideal for canning and preserving. Paste tomatoes are determinate type, so that the tomatoes all ripen at the same time, making it easy to can and preserve them all at once. They are also almost always red in color, because who wants a spaghetti sauce that's yellow or orange or some weird brownish-colored sauce? Next up are slicing tomatoes. Slicing tomatoes are known as globe tomatoes. They are the medium-sized tomatoes with the classic round shape that we're all used to seeing in the grocery store. Slicing tomatoes are approximately 2 to 3 inches in diameter. They range in color from classic red to a rainbow of colors including orange, yellow, pink, and purple. Green Zebra and Mr. Stripey are green-striped tomatoes when they're ripe. Often slicing tomatoes are cut into wedges for salads or sliced to go on sandwiches and burgers. They are also tasty in salsa. They are a good all-round tomato in the kitchen. Similar in size to the plum tomatoes are the ox heart tomatoes, but they are a shape unto themselves. They are heart-shaped when viewed from the side, resembling a strawberry in a way, with a pointed end and a puckered top. They range in size from 3 to 6 inches in diameter. Ox hearts have a thick, firm consistency, a very rich flavor, and are very fragrant. There are many varieties that range in flavor from sweet to tangy to acidic. But ox hearts don't keep well, a small trade-off for their delicious flavor. Ox heart varieties are indeterminate, and they continue to grow and produce all summer long. They tend to have different colors on the top and bottom of the fruits, so it can be a little tricky to tell when the tomato is ripe. Besides the original ox heart variety, many others have been bred and developed. These tomatoes are popular for slicing on sandwiches and burgers, in salsa, and as stuffed tomatoes. Beefsteak tomatoes are the monsters of the tomato world. They are the largest of all the tomato types, 3 to 6 inches in diameter and weighing in at up to 64 ounces for just one tomato. That's 4 pounds. The largest beefsteak tomato ever recorded was over 11.5 pounds and had a circumference of 32.5 inches, according to the Guinness World Book Records. Just one slice of a beefsteak tomato will cover the entire slice of bread for your BLT sandwich. But they're not just big, they're tasty too. Beefsteaks are absolutely delicious. They are meaty and hold their texture well without making the bread soggy. Beefsteaks are often asymmetrical in shape, with ridges or even resembling pumpkins in shape. They can be prone to cracking on the vine. These monsters take the longest amount of time to mature of all the tomato types and require the most hours of sunshine as well, up to 13 hours of sun per day. Beefsteak tomatoes are usually the classic red in color, but there are a few options available, such as Cherokee Purple and Brandywine Pink. There is one more classification of tomatoes that we need to discuss, and it's a big one: heirlooms versus hybrid varieties. All seeds, whether they are tomato seeds or not, are either heirloom or hybrid. Heirlooms are vegetable varieties whose seeds have been passed from one generation of gardener to another for many, many years. These seeds will always produce vegetables like the parent plant that the seeds came from. These seeds are sometimes called heritage seeds, legacy seeds, or vintage seeds. Now, even though these seeds produce vegetables like their parent plants, they can also be selected to preserve certain traits. In other words, if one heirloom tomato has an especially unique flavor, you can save the seeds of that plant in particular to grow again next year. By saving seeds from the first tomato that ripens in your garden, you can encourage your seeds to produce early. Save the largest tomato or a tomato from a particularly stellar plant to preserve those traits. Also, heirlooms that you plant, save the seeds, and then plant again the next year, will adapt to your garden, your climate, and your soil. But these are still the same variety of tomato. They are not hybrids. Hybrid seeds have been crossed with other varieties to produce a flower or a vegetable that contains certain characteristics of both parent plants. The characteristic might be a certain color or flavor or size or disease resistance. But these plants are crossed with another variety, cross-pollinated basically, to produce a new variety of tomatoes. Hybrid seeds don't produce plants that are the same as the plant the seeds came from. That's a mouthful. Instead, those seeds might take after just one of the parent plants, or even be something completely different. So if you want to grow the same variety of hybrid tomato next year, you would have to buy more of the hybrid seeds. Obviously, if you want to save seeds and plant them the following year, you should plant heirloom tomato seeds. Many of the transplants you find at the store, those ready to plant in your garden plants, are hybrids rather than heirlooms. Big Boy, Better Boy, and Early Girl are hybrid varieties that you can easily find in stores. You might have to look a little harder to find heirloom varieties. The plant identifying stake in the pot should tell you whether a plant is a hybrid or an heirloom. Hybrids are often designated on the tag as an F1 variety. And of course, you can always find heirloom seeds online. So let's recap. Which tomato varieties should you buy as transplants or start as seeds? It depends on how you want to use them. If you want tomatoes that all come ripe at one time so you can make sauce and preserve them, choose a paste variety. But if you prefer a continuous crop of tomatoes all summer long, grow indeterminate tomatoes. Indeterminate tomatoes, however, should be pruned throughout the season, where determinate tomatoes should not be pruned. So if you don't want to spend as much time with your tomato plants, determinate types might be a better match for you. And if you want to save seeds for next year, choose an open-pollinated heirloom variety for best results and some fun history. If you want little finger food tomatoes for fresh snacking, cherry and grape tomatoes can't be beat. Slicing tomatoes are great for cutting into wedges for salads and slicing for sandwiches. If making fresh salsa is your goal, plum or paste tomatoes are a great choice. They have less juice and hold up well to being chopped. Beefsteak is the kind to grow if you like big, flavorful tomatoes. One slice will cover your entire burger. Now that you know the difference between the types of tomatoes and the varieties and sizes, you can choose the tomato that will suit your garden the best. In the meantime, I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss a single episode. Share it with your friends, too. Leaving a review would be awesome. As always, you'll find the link to the transcript of this episode in the description. You'll find me on my blog, oakhillhomestead.com, on Facebook at Oak Hill Homestead, and on Instagram at Oak Hill Homestead. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'll see you here next time on Homegrown, your backyard garden podcast.